Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk Podcast for Thursday, July 18th, 2019. What's happening? What's going on this hot, sweaty, wet summer day? Huh? What's going on? It's Wednesday night right now. And I just got done at the gym, and it's going on 10 o'clock at night. I don't know what's going on with time management in my life, but I've got none. I was gone all day doing work, came home, and I took a nap. And that's how, like, tired I was. I took a nap. And you ever take, like, when was the last time you took, like, a nice 45-minute nap and then just woke up and just felt great, just felt refreshed, just felt fantastic? That's how I felt. I felt pretty good, but it really throws a wrench when you take a nap at like 5 p.m. and then you wake up, and then it's going on like the evening, and then you got stuff you got to do. Suffice it to say, I mean, it's not good to, I feel like it's not good to work out right before you go to bed. And I mean, I was just running. I wasn't like lifting. I wasn't, cause if I don't know, it just seems like if you're like working out, like if you're lifting, say, you're just amping yourself up. You're just like putting your whole brain into like, all right, let's do this kind of a mode, you know, which is, that's got to be terrible for you right before you go to sleep. So I just ran and just tired myself out. But it's crazy how actually kind of busy it is at a gym at like 10 o'clock at night, and how many people are still just out and about. Like they're just in the middle of a day, you know? Like I feel weird because I'm doing stuff too late, and all these other people are just like, you know, like you ever just driving home at like 11 o'clock at night and there's traffic, like there's just like a ton of people, and you're like, what are you people doing? Just go home, go to bed. Like what are people doing? I guarantee you, if there was a way that you could figure out or make people like list like their purpose for driving, like all the people on the road that you see, like where are they going? What are their reasons for driving? And you can just eliminate the traffic of anyone who's not, you know, currently going to work, from work, going to the grocery store, going to a gas station, picking up their kids, stuff like that, legitimate stuff. If you took everybody else and just eliminated it off the road, how much lighter would traffic be? Basically, I'm saying how many people are out there doing unnecessary bullshit? How many people out there don't need to be out there? Like they're just, I feel like some people just drive to drive. They just get in the car and they're just like, well, I'm going somewhere. And they just end up at a store, you know, they don't know what they're doing. That really makes me mad. And, but here's something that makes me kind of laugh, but makes me mad at the same time, which is that, I noticed people started using this face app, which is literally just, I think it's literally just a Snapchat filter that people are downloading, and it just makes you look older. It's just a filter that makes you look older. And number one, don't need to download an entire app just for one filter. All right. Sketch, super sketch already, right? But here's the other thing that seems really obvious to me, but apparently doesn't to a lot of other people, is when you use an app, when you use any app, a couple things. First of all, if you're taking a picture of yourself or anybody else and it's on the app, now the app has a picture of you and your face. They got a picture of your face, okay? Seems harmless. All right, just let me get my conspiracy theorist stuff out here. They have a picture of your face, and they have your name. Now, does anybody know what company is making this face app? I have no idea. I'm not looking into it, because I'm not going to download the app, because I don't need to see what I look like as an old man, because it's going to happen anyway. And they just have your face, and they can use that picture. They could advertise with it, you know? They could sell it to other companies as, like, here's a stock photo that you could use because they gave it to us with their consent. They could just make a database of here's faces and their names and sell it to other companies. So now any company that wants to can have your face and your name and just know who you are. And then they could set up cameras. And when the camera sees your face, then they know it's you that's there. You know, this is just the world we live in. All right. And I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but point number two, when you download an app, you go to an app store, right? Wherever you get an app, and you find the app that you want, and you hit download. And then there's a little pop-up that says, oh, you want this app? This app wants access to your phone, your contacts, your microphone, your camera, all your personal information. And everyone just hits OK. You know? They literally just said, hey, can we have your social security number? And you just went, sure, here you go. I mean, not literally your social security number, but they probably have it at this point, right? So yeah, what I'm trying to say is if you haven't taken that goofy picture with that app yet, don't do it. At the very least, have someone else download the app and take a picture of you and just show you what you look like. And that way it's on their phone, so it's under them. So it's not going to affect you. Well, it is going to affect you because it's your picture, but it'll have the wrong name. Or, just don't do it. Just don't do it. It's just not a good idea to begin with. Dude, shout out to 50 years ago today, Apollo 11, on the way to the moon. 50 years straight fucking around in space. Am I right? Huh? Dude, I'm so excited. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a sucker for any space stuff, any space exploration, any Apollo stuff, any literally any they send anything up there, and I'm into it, like taking pictures, videos. Dude, so I've been watching all this like Apollo 11 footage, and this is crazy. Like what I really want to do, because apparently they lifted off on July the 16th, which was Tuesday, and I think July 20th, right? It was July 20th that they landed. But of course, that's just that was in the U.S. UTC, whatever. What is UTC time? Because they landed July 20th, 1969, UTC time, late in the day. Coordinated Universal Time. How do you convert UTC into local time? Subtract 6 hours to get Central Standard Time. Dude, you have to do math to do... Okay, so whatever. July 20th is when they landed on the moon. Oh, here's something I didn't know. Armstrong became the first person to step on the surface 6.5 hours later on July 21st. So he didn't step onto the surface until July 21st at very early in the morning, UTC, whatever. So maybe that was still July 20th, certain time zones or whatever. So they landed there, and then they sat there for 4, 5, 6, almost 7 hours. That'd be like if you drove your car across the country to like the opposite end of the country, got to the ocean, and just parked your car there, and just sat in your car for like 7 hours. Like you drove all the way there to go to the ocean and to like go swimming in the ocean, but you drove all the way there, but then you just parked your car and just sat there for 7 hours and just stared at the ocean to make sure it was okay to go into the ocean. That's craziness. What I really want to do, I don't know if they're doing it, but like there should be a whole channel just dedicated to that, just literally broadcasts TV 24/7 for like these 4 or 5 days exactly as it was like back then. Don't they have that? Don't they have like the tapes of that stuff? Or did they just get rid of it like they get rid of most things, or maybe it burned up in a fire or something? But dude, shout out Buzz Aldrin, second dude on the moon on Apollo 11. I follow that guy on Twitter, and he is still crazy today, like as he was back then. But what's awesome now is he just sells like Apollo 11 merch. Like he's just like a rock star, right? Which he is, like 100% is a rock star. I would love to have like a poster autographed by him. But it's just funny that, like, he literally, you can go on his, he has a website, buzzaldrin.com, where you can go and you can just buy different autograph, like, posters and I think, like, t-shirts and stuff like that. Like, he seriously just, he's, like, in his 80s and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to make money off of this. Yeah, he's got a whole website. He's got t-shirts, hats, bags. Dude, that's hilarious. He's just getting paid. You can get posters. I mean, some of the stuff's kind of expensive. I mean, you can get a rocket model autographed by him for $1,300. He's got posters, pictures, autographs for $1,300, $1,000. That's crazy. Dude, he's running a business. He doesn't give a fuck. That's awesome. That's 100% what I would have done and what they should have done like the second they got back. They should have just been like, all right, it's like the Super Bowl. Like the second the Super Bowl is over, they you know how they show that very first commercial where it's just like, congratulations to the Carolina Panthers on their Super Bowl victory by the official Super Bowl XXLVIX champion hat now. And it's like the clock just ran out like 15 seconds ago. That's totally what they should have done. You know, they should have just stayed being rock stars, because they came back and obviously like everyone went crazy at first and they got like a ticker tape parade. And they kind of, I think, went around the world like once, you know, just going on like some TV shows and stuff like that, doing interviews. But that's it, dude. And then they just like at some point they just went back to being normal dudes. Like Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, eventually went to become a professor at a university. You know what I mean? Like kids were just enrolling at like the University of Ohio or whatever, and just had like, you know, physics 101 with Neil Armstrong. Dude, Buzz Aldrin, like all these dudes ended up having like broken marriages, like alcohol issues. Cause obviously like the training is no joke, and just like probably did just a number on them, you know, just mentally and everything. But dude, I swear to God, at one point Buzz Aldrin became a used car salesman. Like, yeah, I'm just looking it up here. Yeah, like, it's so sad. Like, in the 70s, like, he had struggles with clinical depression and alcoholism after leaving NASA. His therapist encouraged him to take a regular job, so he started selling used cars, at which he had no talent. I mean, I don't blame him. I wouldn't have any talent at that either. But, you know, just to do something. Periods of hospitalization and sobriety, alternated bouts of heavy drinking, arrested for disorderly conduct. You know, that's crazy. But I mean, and now he's just like kind of been through it and been through everything in marriages and like coming back. And now he's just back to being a celebrity. And now he's like, I'm going to get my money. I'm going to get my, I went to the goddamn moon money. You know, there's like 12 dudes total that ever went there. Half of them are gone now. And all of them came back with issues. And Buzz Aldrin is just like, he beat the odds, man. Shout out to Buzz. Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. So that's dope. But I really want to see the moon landing footage, like, at the time, like whatever time it was or whatever. Dude, you know what it probably was? That's what it was. That's 100% what it was. They landed on the moon, and then they just sat there for those hours before going, actually, before standing on the moon to wait for primetime television. I guarantee you that's what that was. Oh, man. How did I not see that? Dude, do you ever think that you could go to the moon? Like, you could, like, you would be okay in a rocket just being blasted off to the moon? I think if they knocked me out, if there could be some way where I would be, like, unconscious from, like, the moment I'd get into the spaceship until pretty much I'm there. Like, if you could just knock me out for, like, 3 days and then I could just wake up there, I'd be fine. I just don't want to, like, deal with the liftoff. Like, I don't even want to, like, I wouldn't even want to get into the spaceship. Like, I would just want to go into, like, NASA or into, like, a hospital room or something like that and have them just inject me with whatever and just knock me out there. So I would have no recollection. I would just wake up, like, right before I landed on the moon, or just right on the moon. And then I could do it, you know, and then just hop on the moon. And then coming back, I don't know. You know, I'd like to be knocked out for that too, but that probably wouldn't be an option because I probably have to hit the liftoff button or something. But man, dude, I bet you Buzz Aldrin wants to go back. Like, you know, after you've lived, like, such a long, full life and just full of crazy ups and downs, like, don't, like, I get the feeling, like, I would not be surprised if someday, you know, someday soon, when Buzz Aldrin is just like, you know what, I probably don't have that much longer left, just send me back, you know, and just send me back permanently. Just put me in a rocket and send me to the moon, and I'll just survive as long as I can and just live out the rest of my days and send back data and stuff, and then I'll just die on the moon. Dude, how badass would that be? Or Mars, like, have them just send them to Mars. Like, I'll just go there just so we can say that we went there to set up shop and just last as long as I can. And then be the badass who's landed on the moon and Mars. Dude, that'd be crazy. I always thought if the technology gets to that point, that it'd be pretty cool if when I die, you could just, like, shoot me off into, like, Saturn. Just shoot me at, like, some giant planet. And I'll just be swallowed up in some gas giant planet. Just so maybe I could, like, catch a glimpse of it right before I died. Right before I was crushed by crazy physical forces. That'd be pretty badass. As far as new stuff, I haven't seen too many new things. I still need to see that Midsommar movie. There's this album I want to check out. The artist's name is Joan Shelley. She's got an album coming out called Like the River Loves the Sea, coming out in late August. But they have a picture of the artwork on NPR, and it just looks awesome. Like, I just saw it, and I was like, that as an album cover. Like, it looks so 70s. It looks like a watercolor painting almost. Just like a very simple landscape and just some scripty font. It just looks really cool. So there's a song off of there you can check out. Looking forward to that. Dude, I don't know. All I know is it's about to be hot as shit the next couple of days. Oh, but it's summer, man. It's summer. What can you expect? It's late July. It is mid-late July now. You know? I had to come up with my own descriptors for what part of the month it is. So here's the official monthly descriptors. Let's say it's July. You've got early July, that first week. The second week is early mid July, right? Then you've got the third week, past the midway point. It's mid late July. And then the last week is late July. And I think we should all, you know, get into this convention and start using it for every month to describe what part of the month it is. Just first week, second week, third week, fourth week. It's early. It's early mid. It's mid late. And it's late. You know? I think it should be the standard. You know? So you can tell exactly what part of the month it is. And it kind of goes to show you, too, like, that every week is a different part of the month. Like every week, I don't know, sometimes you feel like months can drag on. But if you look at it that way, it's like every month is just constantly moving. And things are just like, are moving really fast and they never end. Okay, I'm talking about months now. Okay, here's the deal. I don't know if you know this, but I put zero preparation into this podcast. I show up every week for almost 2 years straight now, having done no homework, no research, and at best I'll have a sticky note with 4 or 5 words scratched on it to remind me of topics to talk about. That's as advanced as we get here. And I'm sorry, you know. I apologize to anyone who's under the impression that I'm putting like deep thought into this. Now fuck that. I work hard at this, okay? I show up every Wednesday and I'm like, this is something I gotta do. And by God, I do it. And I have not failed once yet, all right? I've never been this consistent with a single thing in my life. All right? But I'm doing this. And I'm making it happen, okay? And, you know, to the three of you that regularly listen to it, I'm sure you appreciate it. So, thank you. And we'll just keep on moving forward with the same level of preparation. Maybe someday we'll get, you know, a little more advanced. But up until this point, it's just a last minute thing pretty much every week. So thank you for tuning in. That's about all I've got the time for right now. And that's going to be it for this week, okay? So, yeah, just everyone out there, have a great week. And we'll catch you on time next week, as always, with another glorious edition of the People Talk Podcast. Peace.